As many of us know all too well, Facebook uses viral videos and clickbaity stories to profile users so advertisers can try to sell you a pair of shoes, a new television, just about any kind of merchandise. But now a well-funded progressive group is using that same concept to sell you candidates. That group's called Priorities Action USA, which spent more than $190 million in the 2016 election and is now spending big to help elect Democratic Attorney General Janet Mills as the next governor of Maine. We have brought in our chief political correspondent, Steve Missler, to explain how this works. Steve, the story you wrote today says this group, Priorities Action, is using these innocuous-looking Facebook pages to build its audience for more overt political ads. How does that work?
Well, it's a really novel approach to digital political advertising, Nora, and I personally haven't seen anything like it before. What Priorities Action is doing is they create these Facebook pages that bear little resemblance to a political organization. And these pages post the kind of content that we would call clickbait, funny videos or news stories that might get people talking, and more importantly, getting them to share them with their friends on Facebook. There's actually a great example on the page Here for This, which is administered by Priorities Action, although you would never know that at first glance. Earlier this summer, Here for This shared a viral video of this man who had adopted 45 dogs and then set them loose on this massive farm that he owns. In this short clip, you can hear the man as he narrates a video of the dogs being set free. He opens the gate to this sprawling field, and the happy dogs go bounding off and exploring.
When the camera gets a bit shaky as they try and knock me over. There they go. All running around wildly, exploring anything and everything.
And so if I saw this post from this group on Facebook and if I shared it with all my friends, I could end up getting political ads from Priorities Action.
Exactly. So what Priorities Action then does is they can see who clicked or shared that video, and then it uses that data to build its target audience for campaign ads. Now let's shift to the Facebook page Maine Matters, which is the one that Mainers might be seeing right now. That is another page run by Priorities Action. And that page recently shared a story about a Maine company that uses 3D printers to make women's shoes. Now, if you happen to click or share that ad on Facebook, you might end up seeing this one in your newsfeed.
As a teacher and a mother and a grandmother, I think all children really deserve the same opportunities to learn. I'm voting for Janet Mills because we need someone in the Blaine House that supports us and supports education and that wants to invest in the children of Maine.
So that's obviously an ad that's designed to convince you to vote for Janet Mills in this year's gubernatorial race. And what's interesting about those ads for Mills is that many of them are targeted to women Facebook users, which makes sense since the news story that helped build that target audience for Priorities Action was about women who use 3D printers to make women's shoes. Now, people who clicked on that news story from Maine Matters might never know that those ads about Mills were coming their way. And the people who clicked or shared that heartwarming dog video probably don't know that's the reason why they're seeing political ads from Priorities Action as well.
So how might one learn that these sites are run by Priorities Action?
Well, you have to do a little bit of digging. But fortunately, there are breadcrumbs right on those web pages. And that's because Facebook has a new set of rules about political ad disclosure that they put into place earlier this year. That means people pushing political content, even from innocuous-looking pages like the ones we're talking about, have to tell you if they're a political organization. So if you click on the About Us section of those pages, such as the Maine Matters page, you'll see that they're in fact run by the political organization Priorities Action. And you can then use Facebook's political ad disclosure portal to see all of the ads that group is running on Facebook advocating for Janet Mills. And that's how we found them. Obviously, not that many people have either the time or the inclination to do that, but the information is there. And in most cases, the amount of money that Priorities Action is spending can be found, too. You'd have to look up that information on using campaign finance data. But we've gone ahead and done that for you. Priorities Action has raised more than $18 million this year to influence races all over the country. And it's already spent close to $12 million, including $500,000 in digital ads on the Maine race for governor.
All right. Steve Missler is our chief political correspondent. Steve, thanks for walking us through this.
Happy to do it, Nora.